always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Schiemann and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Schiemann and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Monday. We used to count down days of football season. It's 4 days till V-Day for Chris.
I feel like God dumped about 100 million buckets of water at one time on us about 10 seconds ago.
It came down hard and heavy.
Wow.
It's pretty strong here, no doubt about it. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776 is the phone number. We'll continue later talking about Antonio Brown. Still got to get into the Buccaneers. We've discussed the U has a new quarterback for their season opener, or a starter that is named,
Jaren Williams.
Against Florida. That's in 12 days. If I may, we have some leftover sound from
South
Street.
I want to talk
a little golf. I know a lot of people love golf desperately down here. So Bryson DeChambeau is a slow golf player. That is the understatement of the decade. I saw him
methodical.
It's arrogant. He's gonna get in trouble.
Remember,
now they're revamping the rules.
Brooks Koepka
revamped the rules. It's on the PGA Tour to enforce them.
I was gonna say, enforce them. Don't revamp
them.
And, you know, I think we've talked about him before. Brooks Koepka said, look, you can do all your adjusting and scratching and wiggling and figure out where you want to do. Do it while the other guy's hitting. But he always waits. And then he adds to, he took 2 minutes and 20 seconds yesterday to hit an 8-foot putt, which he missed, by the way.
It was longer than that. It seemed longer than that. I thought I tweeted it out, but I guess I didn't by accident. I got to find the whole thing is on video. It is so bad. It is so infuriating. Not to mention for the casual guy, but to people he's playing with, it just was aggravating.
That's the worst part.
Arrogant.
We saw him pace off from about 70 yards out down to the green and then back to see the appropriate landing spot on the green. That is what your practice round on Wednesday is for, you doofus.
Yes.
And anyway, you know when somebody's doing something wrong and they just don't get it? He defends himself. He's appalled that people are complaining about his slow play. And he's appalled that people are talking about him. In fact, here he is. This confrontation is not a part of golf.
I think the confrontation part in the game of golf, I don't know. We just don't do that. We go play our games and we want to do our absolute best in our own way. It's an individual sport. That's the main reason why. It's not like we're on a team and we have internal whatever. But again, we're all out here trying to provide the best entertainment possible. And so when you have conflicts, they just need to be resolved and there's no issue. You know, just like that, air is clear and ready to go next week and hopefully play well and
wrong!
Be,
you're full of it. You're
arrogant, sir.
You're arrogant doofus, as Craig said. You're arrogant. There is something wrong. You are the reason why people don't want to play golf. That's why. It's just getting back at people like you.
And to say you want to be entertaining for the people, how about picking up the pace of play?
Okay, he's wrong about that. It is not his job to entertain people.
No.
It's his job to go out and try to shoot the best round possible. It's the PGA Tour's responsibility to make sure that pace of play is kept up with. This is not on Bryson DeChambeau. If he were put on the clock, he would have sped himself up.
But
he would have done it.
He says he doesn't think he plays slow.
If you want to put a shot clock in for golf.
Well, they have one.
But they're not enforcing it. That's not the player's fault.
I agree.
It's not James Harden's fault that they don't call traveling in the NBA. He's simply taking advantage of the rules in place. No, it's not different. There's a rule in place. Somebody's circumventing the rules.
This is specific time. Very easy to do. You want to get into semantics of what is traveling in the NBA and what is not. That's a whole other conversation.
It's semantics on the PGA Tour because there's not a physical clock.
Under no circumstance should you walk 70 yards to the green and back to your ball. I'm sorry.
When a stroke on the PGA Tour is going to cost me $75,000 to $100,000, no, you're not going to tell me how to make my livelihood.
He missed the putt anyway after all that 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
That's not the point.
It is to me.
That's not the
point
here.
You better make that if you're going to make that take that much time.
The point here is if he were that egregiously slow, it's not on him. It's not on Brooks Koepka. It's not on Ricky Fowler. It's not on Tiger Woods. It's not on any player. It's on the PGA Tour.
It's on the PGA Tour, Chris, and it's on him, too. If it's on him, too, because this is like being an enable. You're telling me no one said something to him over the years? Come on. It's this guy, he's arrogant. He is freaking arrogant about it.
Rafael Nadal is notoriously one of the slowest tennis players that they have on the tour. And it upsets other players. Guess what? The Tennis Association, they haven't done anything to outlaw it. So he's working within the framework of the rules. If the PGA Tour sees a dip in viewership because Bryson DeChambeau is playing a little slow, I bet you that they'll speed him up. But prize money has never been higher on the PGA Tour. Viewership hasn't been higher on the PGA Tour.
Are you being a contrarian? I can't imagine you sitting on the couch watching for 2.5 minutes, not getting up, going, come on, hit the ball. I can't imagine.
But again, that's not the point here. The point here is if you were that slow.
Well, they're going to do it, Chris. They are going to enforce it. I promise
then
you next
when
week.
That happens, then he'll speed up.
You still can't take away from him and being a jerk about it. He's being an idiot. He's being a jerk
He's
about it.
He's being obtuse. He's
absolutely
obtuse.
Okay, yes. He might be in a... He might be being a bit of an ass about it. So what? So us three are talking about Bryson DeChambeau being an ass?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Move along.
Okay.
Move it. You didn't.
Okay.
All the scientific crap that he thinks. You
it
know what?
Clearly it works.
Five times it's worked in his career. He's won five times.
If it worked, he's been on the tour for 3 years.
I don't
That's
care.
A really great
all
winning
the crap
percentage.
That he does before he takes a shot or a putt. He should win every freaking tournament. God bless his caddy.
Nobody wins every tournament.
Oh, he should. He's that slow and precise and methodical. He's going to slide rule in a protractor to go through in a spirograph set to find out how to make an 8-foot putt and then miss it by 4 feet.
I want to hear somebody yell out, hit the ball, when he's sitting there right over the putt.
I would have got myself thrown out. I would have went there.
It'd be worth it.
I would have just yelled, pick it up.
Let's go. Video gamer text again says, Lexi takes just as long, but she's so hot, no one complains. Fact.
I watch her. I don't know. She can take her time.
Now, this is not a new problem on the PGA Tour.
No, that
it's exasperated
like
by
this,
him.
Though,
absolutely not. Go look at Kevin Na from a few
Garcia
years ago.
Sergio Garcia never took 2.5 minutes. By the way,
hell, he didn't.
Sarasota Charles says, "Dear Bryson, pull the trigger. Love you, Kevin Na."
Thank
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Yes.
PGA Tour's current timing rules rarely result in stroke penalties. If a group is deemed out of position, all players in that group are put on the clock.
On the
required
clock
to play shots in 40 seconds. Players can also receive an extra 20 seconds under certain circumstances. But at that point, the player still gets a warning if he has a bad time. It takes a second bad time for a one-shot penalty to kick in. Usually by then, the players are fully aware to not go over the timing restrictions. A fine structure is in place for a certain number of warnings and bad times throughout the year, but the names and amounts are not published. And Koepka, it's gotten out of hand. McIlroy said the same thing. Guys who are slow get too many chances before they're penalized. And to Chris's point, that's what the problem here. Why? Why?
I know. I got a couple more texts here. Sleeps with fans guy, fan guy says, how is him waiting for the other guy to finish the shot before he begins his whole routine going to help him shoot any better? I agree with that. Also, Day Late and Dollar Short said, calling him obtuse would get you 6 months in the hole at Shawshank. Yes, that's where I got that from, actually. Nice job, Day Late, Dollar Short. I appreciate the insight.
I don't think it's on the player to enforce the rules on himself.
No,
I think it's on the PGA Tour
he was
here.
But golf is a gentlemanly sport where you're supposed to play by your own honor. And so,
okay,
yeah, I think
not,
it is on the player to watch himself.
But not on timing.
No, but Chris, here's what he said. He took a minute and 40 seconds to play one shot. That is bad time. He was warned. His reaction, this is his quote, and I don't believe in the warning one bit. I fought that till the end of the year. You got no say in it. If the PGA Tour says you're going to shoot the ball in 40 seconds, then you're damn well going to shoot in 40 seconds. Or after the second warning, you're supposed to be penalized a stroke.
And he wasn't.
And that's the problem.
So clearly he obliged by their warning
he said,
or
I
whatever.
Don't be, no, he didn't oblige
well,
by
then he didn't
it.
Get
he
the
said,
stroke penalty, so
he, said,
he obviously did
Chris,
oblige
when he
by
says,
it.
If you're warned in school, if you're warned it's, and you tell your parents, and I don't believe in the warning one bit, I fought that till the end of the year. That's what he said to the
That's what he said, but clearly what he said and what he did were two different things, because if he didn't abide by the rule that or the warning that the PGA gave him, he would have had a stroke penalty.
I'm sick and tired of the NBA not enforcing traveling. I'm sick and tired of the PGA not enforcing the timing rules in between shots. I'm sick of Antonio Brown thinking that he's got special rules and can wear whatever helmet he wants. I'm sick of it. Without rules, there is chaos. Anarchy and chaos.
When a golfer says, after being warned, and seriously says, and I don't believe in that warning one bit, I fought that till the end of the year. Well, what if we applied that freaking logic to other parts of the PGA Tour?
To what, the Saints pass interference call?
No. Let's apply it to other rules. What other rules can Bryson DeChambeau not oblige? If because he doesn't believe it. Let's see.
Oh, let's pick up the ball on the fairway and put it back down again.
Why not?
Let's clean my ball.
You start saying stuff like that, I don't believe in one bit. Well, I'm sorry, sir.
He doesn't have to believe in every rule that the PGA says. He has to abide by it.
But he doesn't because it's not like enforced.
Tough. Everybody else, most other golfers on the PGA Tour abide by it.
And guess what? If I'm playing with somebody, Justin Thomas, who's a pretty fast player, if I'm playing somebody and pretty evident I'm getting under their skin because I'm taking a little bit more time, I'm going to continue to do it.
You know what else I'm going to do? If I'm Justin Thomas and I get paired with Bryson DeChambeau, I'm going to, whether I'm the guy in the back or the front, I'm still hitting. I'm playing through. I'm going to hit him. I don't care.
After that, people say
rules don't mean
now
anything.
Now it's visible that I'm getting under your skin.
Get under my skin.
Now I know I'm right there in your crawl, and I'm just going to do everything I can to irk you. Because why not?
Fine. You know what? I'm not only going to hit. I'm going to play through. You're on the green. I'm hitting.
That's right.
Four. Too bad.
And
I'm hitting
into the group in front of you.
And then I'm not going to abide by the rules because I don't believe in it. I'm going to play through. And then this numbnut says this. People say things behind people's back all the time. And if they want to talk about it to my face, I'll gladly explain the whole situation. Because the way the PGA Tour policy is now for pace of play is not good. The way they define it as the amount of time it takes to hit a shot. But the problem is there are other people in the group, and it takes time for them to do stuff. And when you look at the whole situation and you look at the time it takes for me to get from one shot to the next shot, and you add up those times for me to play the hole, I'm right on par. No, you're not. You're an ignorant, arrogant doofus who screwed it up for your group, the PGA Tour, and the viewer. And for you to say, as a PGA pro, how dare you have the... I don't believe in the warning. I fought that till the end of the year. I suspend his sorry ass right now.
Fact.
You're not playing.
For what? He hasn't violated any of your rules.
He said because he doesn't believe in them. He doesn't believe in rules.
So whatever. If I'm an offensive line, I have to believe in holding on every play.
You're such a weenie.
You're just taking a contrarian stance on this, Pete. If the PGA Tour
is
the PGA Tour.
You're taking a contrarian stance.
Such a problem with this, then they should have stepped in and assessed a rule. But the PGA Tour clearly doesn't have an issue with this.
Can you imagine?
They don't have a problem with it.
Can you imagine Chris playing? And somebody took this long in front of him, what Chris would do, he'd be the first one to hit into him. And I wouldn't blame you.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't blame you. It's one thing that happens on one hole. Okay, stuff happens. But if this was continuing, Chris, and you're on fifth or sixth hole, I don't care.
If I'm,
you are screaming, you're yelling, you're calling the clubhouse, where's the starter? Get these people to move their behinds quicker. What is going on here?
I go out and I play for $5 a hole. Pretty big money, I know.
Yeah, sure.
And I know if I'm doing something that is getting under my opponent's skin, I'm going to continue to do it as long as it's in the rules of the game.
I'm getting my 2-iron out, and I'm drilling one, and I'm going to break your Costas, and I'm going to flip that stupid
Bryson DeChambeau wears right off his head. But Chris,
I'm going to throw it off the fairway.
You're not playing like that. You're not taking 2, 3, 4 minutes to putt. You're not taking more than a minute and 40 seconds to do a shot. You're not doing that.
No, but the point is, if I'm doing something, it's a little gamesmanship. If I'm doing something that is clearly frustrating you, maybe it's I'm taking an extra 2 practice swings. Maybe an extra waggle when I got the driver out. Just to get under your crawl a little bit before.
That wouldn't bother me.
But what I'm saying is, who knows who it bothers? It was clearly affecting Justin Thomas, who he was playing with on Saturday. Clearly. Justin Thomas had his hand in the face, and he was looking up at the sky. Look, I'm in your head right now, dude, and I'm going to stay there.
It didn't work, first of all. And number two, It really sucks that some PGA Tour official, after he was warned, didn't penalize a guy at stroke. Start doing that. Enforce it. And then see how
long.
I guarantee you, once it's enforced, it won't happen again.
I've got no problem with that. If the PGA wants to enforce the rule, but they're not enforcing the rule.
I know that, but
so
it doesn't.
But it's on them.
Yeah, it is.
May I ask?
Oh, it
what,
is. But when he says,
the...
I don't believe it in one bit, I fought that till the end of the year, you got no say in it. The problem is they didn't enforce it. But for him to say that, that is a joke.
May I ask what the actual rule is?
I just read it.
There's no defining
there's no,
it. It's
very vague.
It's
my
once
point.
You get out of position.
All right. It's happened on the rarest of cases. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. I just read it, what it was.
All right. Well, anyway. All right, fine. Then, let me hear from Brooks Koepka, who has been critical. And by the way, if I got big, muscular Brooks Koepka staring me down, I might move up. I may pick up the pace of play.
I mean, Brooks is big, but Bryson's not tiny.
Brooks could take him.
I agree with that, but Bryson's not tiny.
All right, here's Brooks Koepka. It says DeChambeau shouldn't feel singled out.
No, it's not. It's not just him. That's we'll make that clear. It's not just him. I know he feels singled out, especially when I'm speaking about it. But it's like I told him. That's not. I've mentioned his name once, and that's it. There's so many guys out here where it's become an issue, and obviously him being probably the best player that's relatively slow right now. He's going to be on TV a lot more, so you're going to catch a lot more of those type of instances.
He's the best one who's slow. That's why he's on the forefront. Here's another one from Koepka. Pace of play is in the rule book. They should enforce it.
Boom.
Well, I think there's a couple things. I think, first off, the issue is it's in the rule book. So if they take it out of the rule book, then you got nothing to complain about. You know, it's just like hitting in the water. I got to take a penalty stroke. I said that. I don't want to take a penalty stroke, and if you take longer than 40, you'd be penalized. Like I said, I'll be the guinea pig. Penalize me. I know the rules officials, I've said it before, they're on the to penalize us. And, you know, if I go over 40, penalize me. It's one of those things where, you know, if it's going to happen, then, you know, put it on me. I'm the one that's talking about it probably the most out of any other player.
Yeah. 40 seconds. Hit the ball.
Exactly. 40.
Hit the ball.
It doesn't take that. I mean, it doesn't take that long.
No.
If you're lost and you're looking for your ball, I that's understandable.
3 minutes.
We've all been
Who's
there.
Who's this napalm or wow, a couple of curmudgeons? Hey, D-bag, do you play Hold golf on. At all? Do you play? Are you serious? I love these guys who criticize who probably don't play golf, or if they do, would be the first ones to scream and yell if they had to wait more than 2 minutes, let alone 7 or 8. Give me a break.
I play golf.
I'm talking
I tried to play golf. I don't play a lot of golf anymore.
Why is that? You love it so much.
Kids. And the time of the year. I'm going to be honest. I get it. It's cheaper and all that.
Yeah.
I just don't want to go out there and sweat my you-know-what off.
Well, you're not going to have you-know-whats anymore after Friday's vasectomy.
I just love all the napalmers of the world defend people like DeChambeau, who says, I don't believe in that warning one bit. I fought that till the end of the year. Unbelievable. And then he says, people say things behind people's back all the time. And if they want to talk about it, and I said, I'll gladly explain. And he said he has no problem with slow players being called out. DeChambeau thinks that the total picture is not viewed. In his case, he believes he is singled out because of his unique approach to the game, because he plays with single length irons and he takes numerous factors into consideration before hitting his shots. On the greens, he extensively uses a green reading book, and before it was banned, used a compass to try to detect wind direction. I mean, you're not working for NASA. You're hitting a golf ball, and you do it very well.
He
you
could
know,
work
and
for
if,
NASA.
And if, worked all, and if that stuff worked great for you every single time, you would be the greatest golfer in the history of the game. You'd win every single tournament. Go up and hit. Stop thinking so much and hit the ball.
I'll bet you if he played faster, he'd play better.
He is currently 8th in the world golf ranking.
Yeah.
Only 7 guys do it better.
You know what? He could be top 1 if he speeded up.
No, he couldn't.
How many times? At some point, when you like take too much time on something, it has diminishing returns.
Law of diminishing returns.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
Well, I don't think it has to do with time. Yeah. I think that has to do with like people working on a project together. And once you get too many cooks in the kitchen, it starts.
He should be more like me. Walk up to the ball, see the ball, swing and hit the ball.
Boom.
Move on to the next
Boom.
Hole. That's how it's supposed to
Boom.
Be.
You have a caddy. You get it from advice, wind direction. Yeah, we did this in the practice round. We did this.
It's not. Get all that that while Justin Thomas is swinging on his, you can whisper to each other and get all that business out of the way.
Exactly. And it does affect viewing when you have people like this playing. It does affect it. It's obvious. Maybe not in this market because it does great down here, but in other markets it does.
Show critic who listens, I just tuned in. Did I walk in on mom and dad fighting?
No, we're not fighting.
No, we're just
arguing with Chris's absurd opinion about Bryson DeChambeau.
What, that the PGA Tour should be the ones to enforce the rule book here?
Yeah, they should.
That it's not on the player? I don't think that's a ridiculous stance right here.
Golf is a sport that is based on the player. You're supposed to be honest and
gentlemanly conduct.
Exactly. That's the one sport where we don't have referees blowing a whistle yet, although we may need to get there. In fact, I say fire the lightning horns every time you take too long.
Let's have a horn, huh?
No.
A big air horn.
An air horn.
Everybody in a group gets a challenge flag. If the pace is too slow, chuck it.
Look, Brooks Koepka was pointing at his watch to the official 2 weeks ago with Bryson playing. Let's speed this dude up.
Shark Week, what about players going through their routine between pitches, speed up? We said that. I know there should be a shot clock, a batter's box clock, and a pitching clock. Baseball's a play. That's in a league of their own. They got enough problems.
James and Benita says, I play my best golf after three or four beers and no thought process.
See, I walk off every 70-yard shot I hit.
No, you don't.
Pull the flag.
No, you don't.
Pull the flag. At least have somebody tend it.
No, I play with you several times.
I'm like Phil.
You play fairly quickly. Unbelievable.
It's great because I don't like slow play in golf. But I also don't think that it's on the player.
That's why I think you're being a contrarian today.
I think that it's on the tour to make an example of somebody at some point, and it shouldn't be on the players.
But it's on the player, though, when it aggravates me and I hear a player and say, I don't believe in that warning one bit. I fought that till the end. So he's warned but chooses to ignore it. And that's okay.
Bingo.
Again, just no rules, chaos, and chaos ensues.
Because that's what the PGA Tour has turned into, chaos, huh?
Yes.
You got guys wearing shorts during practice rounds, taking as much time as they want.
I don't care if they wear Speedos. I think the whole stuff about what they wear is ridiculous. I wear whatever the hell you want. I don't care.
Three-way, I'm not reading your text on the air.
Hey! Opening weekend of the Premier League. What a weekend, huh?
No.
Man, you thrashing Chelsea 4-0.
No, I said no!
Third in the league. Second in the league. I take that back. Only behind Man City after their 5-0 demolishing of... Forgot who they played.
Sarasota Charles. That's not what the law of diminishing marginal returns is. Essentially, it says if you have 10 cheeseburgers, no matter how much you love cheeseburgers, the first one will taste better than the 10th. The returns decrease the more you have. Semester of economics, that's all I remember.
I don't think that's the case.
That's not exactly it, and I think that's why you probably only had a semester.
I think it's something about like how much output, how many burgers could you cook with 12, 13, 14? There comes a point where you have too many cooks in the kitchen to create more burgers, and at which point you're going to create less burgers, hence the law of diminishing returns.
Not bad.
I believe. I don't know.
I think you're closer to the right answer as well.
On both the golf and the diminishing returns, right?
No. The economics part was...
NBA schedule just came out.
I love how MLB was dumb enough to release their schedule today and the same day the NBA schedule comes out. Yeah.
Just mess up every step of the way.
I'm predicting about 80 snow outs. It's the earliest ever, not including games overseas. We'll discuss some of that in a little bit. Also, Dak Prescott has turned down a boatload of money.
Reportedly, allegedly,
which means it's true. All that coming up. Stay with us.
We'll update our poll, too. When we come
is
back.
Roses and Bedroom Guy making fun of us?
Yes.
What's next? I'm driving carts on the PGA?
Yes, he is.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app, rolling on a Monday.
Of clocks.
For Bryson.
There you go. Nicely done.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Another one, The Only Time Will Tell by Asia. Blast from the past.
Not bad. not
bad. Hear about the Fortnite champ? What happened to him? Did you see the story?
The 16-year-old?
The 16-year-old won $3 million. What happened to him?
Did he start high school?
Oh no. Kyle was Buga, B-U-G-A. This is a 16-year-old Pennsylvanian who last month won the $3 million grand prize in Fortnite. He was swatted while live streaming. So I don't know what this was either. He was playing with friends when the incident occurred. He'd be heard talking to his dad, "I've been swatted," he said, before disappearing for approximately 10 minutes. Swatting is a criminal harassment tactic where someone reports a false emergency to get authorities, particularly a SWAT team, to descend on an unsuspected target.
Oh, my goodness.
Booga said, "Well, that's a new one. They came in with guns, bro. They literally pulled up. That's scary. The internet's bleeping crazy." Booga said the incident de-escalated and he was recognized by one of the armed officers. Corporal Albert Warner of the Upper Pottsgrove Township Police told ESPN that the department received a call from a person acting as Gearsdorf. The caller told police he had killed his father, shooting him multiple times, and tied up his mother in the garage. Police headed to the Gearsdorf home and surrounded it. Warner said it's procedure to then call into the home. When police called, Gearsdorf's father answered the phone, then came out the front door. Warner said the entire incident only lasted about half an hour, but involved lots of resources. He added that the police believe the call came from Europe.
Hmm. Wow.
So in March, a 26-year-old L.A. man was sentenced to 20 years in prison for taking part in such a hoax, which he staged as retaliation for a loss in a game of Call of Duty.
Mm.
Wow. I mean, this is about a video game. That's live.
It's crazy. And the story that they came up with is believable in this day and age about these things happening.
So no one's going to take any chances.
No.
They can't.
They can't.
But
swatting, what it's called?
Yeah. But they look crazy forming some. But
no, I don't play online games.
But the call came from Europe. I'm surprised you can't track that. That would be kind of a, you know.
I don't know a lot of. Look, my son plays video games, and he's talking to people from all over the world when he plays. So I mean, that's how these things work, man.
I told you. I mean, when I played Madden, I used to keep my mic on mute. But when you're playing people from all around the world, whatever, they can hear you, and I heard two drug deals go down while I'm playing and a couple having sex at one point.
Wow.
And the time I had...
Well, they must not have been concentrating on the game against you.
Oh, no. He was. That's a scary... I wish I had taped the conversation. It was freaking hysterical. But
really?
Anyway.
Wow.
It's scary. Scary. And that's why I used to turn what's the thing that Xbox had? The
camera. Connect.
Yeah, but it's called Connect. I would turn that around so the camera was facing away just in case some hack broke in. Not that he'd see me on my couch where it was at the time playing. No big deal, but
so
still.
So this happened in Fort Myers last year. Rolly Cabrera was live streaming while playing a basketball game on his YouTube channel when a SWAT team swarmed into his room and arrested him. The term swatted is a prank commonly used, blah, 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 blah. The 19-year-old's girlfriend said she was on the phone with him at the time. Deputies were looking for whoever called it in.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, again, this one with this kid from Pennsylvania was called in from Europe.
Yeah.
So
it's a whole nother level, man. Whole nother level.
Nope.
All right. Sheba to Shepherd.
Oh, the guy was arrested.
The guy who called it in.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, not the Europe guy, the guy who called it in on the Fort Myers person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. We mentioned going into the break, baseball announced its schedule for next year and then just got totally blown away because the NBA did it too. I mean,
why?
The NBA stepping all over Major League Baseball. Let them have a few weeks basketball. You've already taken the month of July and made it NBA free agency.
Yeah.
Give them August.
Yeah, but isn't this the time
when NBA... The dog days of August?
Yeah, give them August.
Well, the only notable things about the baseball schedule, because I don't think people eagerly look at the baseball schedule the way we do when football comes out.
I thought you were going to say care.
Well, I could have.
A lot of that, too.
But they're opening on March 26th in 2020. Let me tell you.
Earliest games, start other than the international
games. Let me tell you which games will not be happening.
Yes.
The Yankees open in Baltimore, March 26th. Scratch that one.
Yeah.
Kansas City in Chicago to take on the White Sox.
Nope.
You can darn sure forget about that one.
No.
And Detroit is at Cleveland.
Nope.
March 26th. Not happening. What do must I be the czar or commissioner of every league? How? You, by the way, the Angels
blizzard time.
The Angels open up in Houston, where it's southern, it's warm, and they have a roof. Why do we not have like the Tigers or the Red Sox playing in Houston the
right.
first week of this? Is it that hard to figure this out?
Red Sox go to Toronto. Here's another one that
at
won't
least
happen.
You got a dome.
You got a dome, but it could be a blizzard. Here's what won't happen. Yeah. Atlanta, Arizona, that's fine. St. Louis, Cincinnati,
No, that's not happening.
That's not happening. San Francisco, Dodgers, yep. Philly at Miami.
Are the Marlins at home?
Cubs at Milwaukee.
No, Milwaukee's got a roof.
They got a roof.
That's
right. Not bad.
Washington at the Mets.
No, that's not happening.
There's no way.
That
sounds dreadful, actually.
Pittsburgh at Tampa
defending
Bay.
NL champion New York Mets.
Could be. Could be.
They play the real part of their schedule right now.
All right, we'll see how they do.
Yeah, but...
Oh, they
credit.
Just took who'd they play over the weekend? The Braves?
I think they
played the Braves.
I did see that later in April, the Mets are playing the Marlins in Puerto Rico.
Yep.
I don't know if that does anybody. If it's a Marlins.
That was the Nats that they played.
Huh?
The Mets just took 2 of 3 against the Nationals. And then they start a new series tomorrow in Atlanta.
All right.
Or just outside of Atlanta.
So MLB got a good, 2 hours out of that run. And then the NBA announced its schedule. I mean, we already know the Christmas Day matchups. I know that Kawhi Leonard is returning to Toronto on December 11th as his Clippers visit the Raptors. Celtics guard Kemba Walker returns to Charlotte November 7th. And Jazz guard Mike Conley back in Memphis November 15th.
Kyrie Irving returns to Boston. It's a home and home on Thanksgiving weekend, the 27th, I think, and the 29th. So.
Oh, right in football season.
So the Christmas schedule
That's
is
the same
out.
Day that Anthony Davis goes back to New Orleans, too.
Yeah. Christmas Day schedule at noontime. Celtics at Toronto, noon on ESPN. Milwaukee at Philly at 2:30 on ABC. Houston versus Golden State, 5 o'clock on ABC. Clippers at the Lakers. Yes, same building, but they wanted the Lakers to have the home game. 8 o'clock on ESPN or ABC. And New Orleans versus Denver at 10:30. On ESPN.
Check this out. The Lakers lead the way with national TV appearances with 31. That's really nothing new.
Mm. But especially with
the Clippers.
What is of recent times?
They're going to get their fair share. But
I think that's the most
Clippers,
that you can have.
The Clippers with 30. No, I'm sorry, 26. 26. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's never happened. That's the difference when you get a Kawhi.
They've never had the best player on the planet.
Exactly. The 35-win Warriors have 30.
They might have 35 by Christmas.
They have 30 nationally televised games. So you'll get to see most of their losses.
Well, if they have 35, they could easily get two-thirds of their season win total on national TV.
Well on
so
way.
Craig can see them all.
To the biggest sandwich.
Zion and the Pelicans get 20 national television dates.
They're setting themselves up right there.
Yeah. This is, of course, ABC, ESPN, and TNT.
And October 22nd is opening night for the NBA season.
Yes.
It is also game one of the World Series.
And what else is that, Chris?
I'll go ahead. That's my birthday.
Yeah.
Guys, happy birthday to me.
Are you going to be 30 yet?
No, 29.
Good
I'm
going
to go ahead and put a couple chips on the NBA outrating the World Series.
Grand Poobah the Second says, speaking of the Red Sox, they're toast. If Twins win and go 500, Sox need to go 31-11 to Tiger.
No, they're toast.
Grand Poobah. I've said they're toast from about a month and a half ago. They're now only because Sale won the other day. They were 17-27 when Sale and Price start.
Not good enough.
No.
Not
and that's
good
why.
Enough.
If you flip flop that, they would have been in it. No, not their year. They're out of it. They're not going to be in it. I've been saying that for weeks. They're done.
By the way,
Houston's the best team.
Pete and Chris, this is something for you guys because you pay attention to stuff like this, but most people would kind of roll their eyes, no big deal, in August. When the Orioles beat the Astros yesterday, 8-7. However, based on Vegas, in which the Orioles were +420 underdogs, That was the biggest upset in Major League Baseball in 15 years. I thought that was a little fun fact yesterday.
The Washington Nationals beat the Minnesota Twins as plus 390 dogs in 2007.
I actually had the Dodgers last year when they beat the Marlins. They were like minus 320 or something like that. Yeah, and the Marlins won that game. They were one of the five biggest upsets in the last 15 years.
Nice.
I was on the wrong side of it.
I remember years ago, Pedro was minus 415 against the Expos in Montreal,
former team,
and lost. Not only lost, got hammered. It was like 7-2 after the second.
So it wasn't walk off fashion like the O's last night.
He never made it. He never made it.
No.
Yeah.
So Astros fans taking over, whatever they call that park,
Minute Maid.
No. Where the Orioles
play?
Camden
Yards.
Camden Yards. Thank you. I wanted to say Comerica, and I knew that wasn't right,
Detroit.
So I thought I wouldn't say it at all. I knew that. I didn't want to say it.
Thank you.
I was trying to be not fully correct, but just not wrong.
Just want to make your point.
There's a fine line there to balance.
There's a very
fine
line.
So they closed at minus 460 at some books, but as high as 550 at Station Casino Sportsbook at Nevada. Wow.
I knew you two would be all over that one.
Sucker play. No.
All right, guess what?
You can't do it. You got to go the other way.
I have a little gift.
0-2 in preseason this
year. We have a little gift for you coming up next. OJ spoke on Twitter over the weekend about AB.
Oh, goodness gracious.
That's coming up
gold,
next.
Jerry, gold.
It's gold.
Flash points.
You know.
Can I get into Premier League?
No.
No.
No, no, no. Why do you want to derail?
Just a little bit?
No. Absolutely not.
The big weekend? It's a big weekend.
It's a big weekend because Ryder Cup tournament, you're going on a nice little...
Opening weekend. What are you talking about? It was opening weekend. Tottenham with a big comeback.
You got it in anyway, didn't you?
That's what she said.
You won't be saying that much longer after Friday.
Nailed it.
OJ is next.
We'll update our poll, too.
And don't forget... In an hour, Wikipedia. It's impossible today. Pete won't get any right.
Challenge.
Freshman football trivia.
This
is going to be tough.
Yeah.
Sheeman and Shepherd, I need a break. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Check out whatever ridiculous Twitter poll we're running at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Now it's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Pump up the jam, pump it up, while your feet are stumping, and the jam is pumping.
Did you play this when you were the DJ back in the day?
Absolutely. Absolutely. How could you not?
Did you sit there and dance behind the stacks of wax? Or were you just like
a little
stoic
little
DJ guy?
Depending where I was, I did like four clubs, two main ones, but...
Were you raising the roof?
Oh, it was crazy. I mean, some clubs were bigger than others. Yeah, it was a nutty, crazy time in my early 20s.
See Pete with his
hands in the
sunglasses
air,
on.
Like you just don't care?
No, none of that stuff.
One fist.
Nope.
Like the Guido fist pump.
Not
Did
at
I say
all.
That?
Didn't do any of that
I'm
stuff.
I'm not sure, but I think so. I think that's okay.
That's whatever.
Say it out of a place of love, if that means anything.
Yeah, that helps.
Sure.
Does it?
Yeah, whatever.
Sort of.
I don't care.
All right, now,
but I love the lights, you know,
the strobe lights.
Yeah, but you can't do that all the time. You got to pick and choose your spots.
Do you do your own lights?
So you got your own lights?
Yeah, I had control. Every club I worked at, I had control of all the lights. It was great.
It was in your contract.
No,
I must have control of the lights.
Not at all.
It's the Pete Shepherd experience.
Nope.
Were you able to turn it down?
Down low.
Oh yeah, and some of a lot of but.
Do you ever do any roller rinks?
No.
All right,
no.
Everybody grab that special
somewhere. Nope.
Time for couples dance.
Singles
couples.
Off the floor.
Couples. How about shoot the duck? Remember that?
Nope.
No.
Yeah.
Sounds politically incorrect.
You'd get down on, bend on either, all the way down on you like this, Craig. You'd stretch your leg out. You'd be down on one roller skate, stretch your leg out and hold. It was called shoot the duck.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
That was bad radio, I understand. No,
they'd always play Disco Duck back in the day. Rick Dees.
Rick Dees,
and
number
his
one.
Cast of Idiots, yep.
Disco Duck.
Disco Duck.
Never heard of that one.
Yeah.
No. Seriously?
Okay, maybe it's one of those songs I've heard of.
They don't play it much anymore. It was a cult type
it
of
went
thing.
To number it, one it in 1976 or 1977.
Oh, am I supposed to know every song that ever reached number one?
No. But I'm just saying, I mean, it was Rick a pop culture phenom when
I would think Disco Duck would be pretty far down on the list of number ones.
Keep in mind, disco era was only a couple of years before it faded out.
Well,
peaked with Saturday Night Live.
75 to 79,
Fever.
Yeah. I'd say
but
75
my
to 79.
My point is, it wasn't a broad. So, I mean, if you were number one in the disco era, you were a pretty famous song. That's all I'm saying.
And
DJ Rick Deese
I've never heard
was the
that.
One that came up with it.
And they had the duck actually talking in it. And if you remember one of the old Hanna-Barbera cartoons, his name was Quacky, I think, if I remember.
Yeah.
Remember? And that was the same duck. Or Rick Deese also did a whole bunch of voices.
Yeah.
In fact, so he did it.
I felt like we were waiting to hear Disco Duck. Are we?
No, I played it and it sounded awful.
No, I absolutely want you to play it.
Come on.
Yeah. Absolutely. Our audience will love this.
You got to hear the duck talk. I have not heard this song in Europe.
Here we go. Yeah. Turn it up. Rick Deese, Disco Duck. No, keep it going.
Yeah.
This is embarrassing.
Dump it up. Keep it going. Went to the party the
other night. It's in the words.
All the ladies were treating me right.
Hey!
Hey now!
That's just so funny.
Moving my feet to the disco beat.
Yeah.
How in the world could I keep my seat?
I remember this.
Wait song. For the hook!
Yeah.
I'll have to wait another.
No, it's funny. It's worth it. It's worth it. Especially the chorus.
All of a sudden, I begin to change.
You guys make fun of for my music, but I listen.
Listen, it gets better.
Keep in mind, I was 11 when this came out.
Yep.
Look at me. I'm a disco duck.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Here we go.
Disco duck.
This was fantabulous.
Wow, fabulous.
That was worse than I remembered. I got to be honest.
It was.
That was a lot worse.
But when you're a kid roller skating to Disco Duck and doing that stupid, goofy little move, it was kind of fun.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't ever want to hear backlash on any song that I pick for bump music ever again.
No, no, no. That's better than any country song you've ever picked.
Shloka. Now, what's the one that you got on me for? Because I didn't know the cartoon. They say... Shark. What's the Baby Shark. Please. I'll take Disco Duck over Baby Shark.
Baby Shark is a song made for children.
Well, so was Disco
Duck. You played Disco Duck in the club.
Well, I didn't.
I bet you did, Pete.
We played some disco, not that.
Wait a minute. You were like 12 when this song came out.
No, I mean so afterwards. But no, you know, when I was in my 20s and I was
playing
clubs. And
they have remade Baby Shark into a few club versions.
Really?
I will, yeah. Transparency here, guys. I'm going to be honest. Some people have made it into a club beat. Absolutely.
We're going to hear from OJ.
Do we have time now?
Yeah, we're too late.
All right, well, next hour. It's only 59 seconds.
As 407 puts it, sometimes I wonder why I listen. For the Disco Duck. That's why you listen, clearly.
We expand and broaden minds of all ages.
And sometimes we flash back to the past to help you remember your childhood.
Gotta embrace the past.
Exactly.
Or before you were even born.
All right. 239-337 ESPN is the number. We will have OJ when we come back. Chris will update us with a Sports Center rundown.
You missed the 3 o'clock hour, by the way.
Did I really?
Yep.
What? As program director, why don't you point this out to me, Craig? You know, give me a little high sign.
Did you miss it?
I felt like it was better.
What were we talking about that was so important at 3 o'clock?
He didn't miss it.
Bryson DeChambeau.
That was a good segment.
It was a good conversation about sports.
All right. So since a lot's happened, since we've gone 2 hours without a SportsCenter rundown, Chris will update us on that.
The same thing.
Dak Prescott possibly turning down lots and lots of money. So where is the ceiling for this guy?
Lots and lots of them.
We'll get to all that and more. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.